You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast, episode number 255. I'm Chad.
Dale.
We're going to talk some Leaf hockey.
Yeah. Not the best this week. Not the worst I've seen, Chad, but
we broke even.
Decent game against Tampa, and then they just kind of get their asses kicked against Columbus. We'll mainly focus on that, but why don't we say off the top here about the little email sending in clips? Why don't you?
Yeah, so we're building a new segment on the show where we're going to have you guys, the listeners. We want to get your thoughts on the team or really anything that's just grinding your gears right now. So what we want you to do is either videotape yourself or send an audio recording to our email, thetipinpodcast@gmail.com. thetipinpodcast@gmail.com. Record it, send it to us. We're going to collect as many as we can, and then we're going to do a new segment where we play them, and all you have to do is say your name and where you're from.
Yeah. If you want you want to go tarps off, go nuts, man. You want to have six beers, six tall cans, six Bud Light, six Bush Light,
and
you love them, whatever you want to
do. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be about the Leafs. Like, if you're going through a divorce, you just want to rant about that for a bit, hey, send it to us and we'll play it on the podcast. It'll be awesome.
You want to talk about, your shitty ex-wife, whatever you want to talk about, man.
That's right.
You want to talk about.
Hate your job.
Whatever, man. Hot takes for the Leafs, obviously. Trade targets, what you think they're going to do at the deadline, who do you like on the team, like everything, coaching staff, power play, you name it, free to whatever you want to chat about.
That's right.
That's why we're here, folks. So love to get some of those coming in, audio or video. So the tip-in podcast at gmail.com.
That's right.
All right. So here we go. Like anything strike you out of the Tampa game that you want to go back to, or are we mainly going to talk about last night and kind of moving forward?
Just that I thought they played really well in the Tampa game.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but they match up so good against Tampa. Their stars dominate Tampa's stars. Their goaltending looks good. They have their goalie's number no matter who's in net.
Well, no Vasilevsky that night.
Either, but even, right? I know, but even when Vasilevsky has been in net, they've had their number.
I know. Tampa went into Montreal the next night, Wednesday night, played Vasilevsky, lost in regulation 3-2 to the Habs, who, after the Habs had that little mishap against the Leafs last weekend,
they're right back.
They reeled off a win against the Rangers and now a win against Tampa. They're playing tonight. I forget who they're playing, but I think the puck probably just dropped as we started recording this. But anyway, look, 5-1 ass kicking here. I thought the Leafs got their asses handed to them. Like, what do you think? Do you see it differently? Like, do you see it? Like, I don't think they got goalied here. Do you?
No, they didn't get goalied. I don't think they got completely outplayed. Like, I felt like they controlled some of it. It started out with the fight, and I thought it was going to be like a really high octane game, but it wasn't.
Wait, when you get to the fight, well, when Matthews playing on a shift with the other goalies, fucking goalie stick, you're in a little bit of trouble.
But I kind of felt like they in the first period they had it going, and then in general, I think Hildeby kind of deflated the team with some bad goaltending.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't put it all on him.
Okay, well, no, not all of it, but a five, because there's some other guys, some blame to go around here. But what's that? Breaking news, a 5-1 loss coming off of a 5-1 thrashing to the BJs, where it got real sloppy down at Scotiabank Arena. What do we wake up to today? Stop the press, folks. Guess who's back? My boy, Murdoch, recalled by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Matt Murray, one goal against in his last three games, two shutouts, just cooking down with the Marlies. They say, no thanks, Hildeby. See you later, Hillbilly. Let's go, Murdog. You're up.
We're supposed to play music before that.
Oh, before the breaking news?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. It wasn't really breaking news. I just heard
Before you announce Matt Murray, you're supposed to be like, who's that?
Yeah.
It's Matt Murray. We got music now for Matt Murray every time he comes back into the lineup.
I thought you were going to play like the Major League theme when
a Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Yeah, I know we get copyright for that, but anyway. Anyway, so Murray's up. No, hell to be not very good. Let's be serious here. Like,
no, 18 shots.
No,
it, not good.
No, 4 goals on 18 shots. Empty netter. Berube pulls the goalie with 8 minutes left. Like they have a fucking chance. Like they had no chance. Like I was, I turned away. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I turned away in that third period. I'm like, this is not going well. Columbus ain't the old BJs over here. They're no. not. They're much better. Improved team. One of the best defensemen this season in the league. Werenski is killing it. Merzlikins, I don't think he stole the game last night, but he's played a lot better. And then all of a sudden, they've just got like these powerhouse Europeans up front, like a couple, a handful of them. And yeah. they're a team like that might make the playoffs. So,
as of right now, that's who the Leafs would play in the first round.
You can't look past these. They're not the sloppy BJs anymore. They're
no, like, they are not.
No. It's almost like a nice dry, like a dry, like that's there's nothing nice about that. Like it's
well, I wouldn't say a dry BJ.
No, not you don't want that. You don't want that.
I don't even think that's possible. Is it?
I don't know. I think they've been pretty dry before, but they're wet right now. Very wet, sloppy.
Very, yeah, sloppy wet. Very sloppy.
So look, they took it to the Leafs. They deserved to win. The Leafs did not. But okay, let's go to the fight. So Ryan Reeves gets his first fight of the season.
Right okay. off the bat.
Hell of a fight. Love the fight. Yeah. Staged though, right? Like, yeah. is Reeves dying? I know it's Wednesday night, like kind of deadbeat crowd down there. Matthews, we'll get into what he said after the game in a second. But like, I hate a staged fight. I fucking hate it. I like intensity, like high level play. And if there's something happens where it's like called for, don't back down. Go for it. But that type of shit, although the fight was fucking incredible.
Yeah, it was a great tilt.
That was like, get up off the couch, like, holy shit, these guys are going, man. But just the staged aspect of it, like, they're dropping their gloves before the puck even drops off the face-off. Like, that's not my cup of tea, man. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was as soon as the game got started, right? And it's not like Toronto and Columbus have played each other a bunch in the past few weeks, and there's some hostile energy between them or anything like that.
No,
this was the game just started. People are just getting to their seats and these two just throw down.
Yeah.
I mean, I was okay. I don't like the stage thing either, but I mean, Ryan Reeves had to fight eventually.
Well, I'm sure he's thinking now, like, how am I? He's like, he's getting rocked. Like a big, he's taking hits instead of throwing hits now in when he's in the lineup. So he's probably thinking like, holy fuck, I gotta like start doing something here to stay in the lineup. Like there's guys coming, there's gonna be trades coming. Like they were saying anything more on the fight, but both guys were incredible. The dude from Columbus, Reeves, like that we have Reeves look
Olivier.
Tough as nails, that guy. And yeah, Reeves looked fresh as a fucking daisy because he hasn't done anything since last April. Yeah. So like April of 2024.
Yeah.
So that's almost a calendar year for Ryan Reeves. Like we're almost in February here. So the guy, fresh as a daisy for him. He's just like, think about that guy, Ryan Reeves. He just showed good guy in the room, apparently. He just shows up making like $1.5 million, which is banana land. And he's just like, I don't even fight anymore. I'll play 5 minutes. Like, I'll play maybe a game a week, couple healthy scratches a week. Like, I'll get in a couple practices. I'll go out, maybe throw a couple hits, take a couple hits, 5 minutes, bang, bang, boom, call it a night. Game that paycheck. Let's go. Like, think about that guy's day at the office right now. Excluding last night.
Yeah. And he's at the point too where he's at the end of his career, right? Like he's not, he wouldn't be looking for more contract. He's 38 years old. He knows this is the end.
Oh yeah. It's a dying breed too, man. Like
it is a dying breed. I mean, yeah, back in the day, he'd be able to fight every other game. There'd be somebody who wants to fight him. But now it's like Olivier came out and was like, sure, I'll go. And Reeves, he was just fucking happy go lucky. He's like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's just throw down.
Yeah. So after the game, I'm sure you heard, or maybe today, whatever.
Yeah, I heard it.
Matthews talking about, well, like the fans, I guess, really. Like he, I don't, what did he say? He's like,
he basically said the they asked him about the Reeves fight, and he said it was awesome, and that Reeves is a big, important part of the team, and he brings so much. And he was just disappointed that the crowd didn't really get into it, and it was kind of quiet after that, when he thought it should have sparked more of a intense crowd feeling. But it's a Wednesday night against Columbus, on the coldest day of the year.
Exactly.
In January. And the fight happened, like I said, 90 seconds in. You've gone to the Leafs games during the week. It doesn't matter if you start at 7:30. Nobody's in their seat by puck drop.
No. Dude, I've seen them play Columbus on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. So, like, I've been in the building when the BJs were humming around. Not and it's the best.
Yeah, it's not like a Saturday night.
No, it's not.
Game, or even a Thursday night or a Friday night. It's just not the same when it's a midweek game.
No.
And it's not Boston or Montreal or something.
I get the comment, though, because that was a fight that you don't see very often. Like, those guys were going, dude, like a minute straight, just bombs, like crazy.
Oh, it was crazy. They were like falling to their knees, getting back up. I couldn't believe that the linesman didn't jump in. It was like 90 seconds of pure fighting.
Like, a normal crowd would have been on their feet going mentally insane.
Right. But like, my point was, it happened a minute and a half into the game. And I know the Scotiabank Arena, those people, they don't come to their seats as soon as they usually skip the national anthem and whatever. That happens in the middle of the game. It's probably a little different. But at the same time, you're right. He does have a point.
Yeah,
he does have a point.
For sure, man. So, it's what does he expect? He knows the city. He knows the deal. Like, the diehards are up top, still paying top dollar for fucking tickets.
Or not in the building.
Bro. Or not in the building. Like, I mean, yeah, like... How often, like, it's not a yearly thing for me anymore. It's too fucking expensive. Like, it's just, and you get, like, it's almost, like, would I rather sit up top and pay $250 legit to see them play, like literally at the top to see them play a team that I'd like to see them play on a Saturday, like Montreal or Boston or whatever, Tampa, Florida, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or just sit at home on my fucking couch and watch the broadcast, like, every, like. You know what I mean?
It's where, like, the beer's cheaper, the bathroom's always free.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's gotten to the point now where if I'm going to go to the Leaf game as just a regular guy, we're going to pick like a Saturday night game, and you're going to make a whole thing of it. You're going to get a hotel. You're going to go out for dinner. You're going to make a night of it. It's hard to do that on a Wednesday night in the middle of the week in January.
Of course. The only way I'd probably go midweek is if, like, I had the tickets, like someone had tickets, they couldn't use them, and they're like, do you want these tickets?
Exactly. Yeah, they're not your first choice. If you have a chance to buy any tickets, Wednesday night against Columbus in January, not your first choice.
No, absolutely not. So I'm going to move it on here.
I just want to say on that, I just had a thought about that, is that instead of Matthews pointing at the fans, why don't you point at the ownership? Like, why don't you guys try and do some stuff to get the diehards in the building?
Well,
why don't you have a few games a year where you do, dude, like,
he's not gonna say that.
Yeah, I know, but like, he's talking about the quiet people in the building, and you said it, those aren't the diehards.
Yeah,
those aren't the guys like us and the guys that listen to this show. They're not in the building,
dude. So I know what you're saying.
I know, but he's barking at the fans. It's not the fans, man.
The guys that stroke the check. I don't think so.
The guy who signs your paycheck, you don't bark up that street.
That's just not where you're going to go with that. Like, hey, Pelly, or whoever the fuck is in charge now.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys mind running deals on, like, Wednesdays and, or Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays if we're playing at home, you know, run a deal, family promotion or whatever, try to get.
Well, let's say last night, I know, it's Wednesday night in January, but at the same time, if you pack that with just some regular dudes who got off work and were having a few beers in the stands, that's a totally different reaction to that fight.
Of course.
They ain't getting tickets to the game.
No, 100%. So listen, Overdrive this afternoon, I don't know if you caught any of it yet, but I didn't catch the whole thing, but I caught some of it earlier this afternoon. And I don't know who, I think today it was O-Dog, Hayes, and Festchuk. Noodles wasn't there. Noodles is always out calling games, whatever, right, during the week. But they raised a question that I thought was very interesting. I want to fire it at you right now. Which of these three Toronto Maple Leafs would most likely get into a fight during a game if the moment called for it? Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner, or William Nylander? Which one would be most likely, or if you want to rank them from like most likely, second most likely, not likely at all? Like, where would you fit? Like, if, could you ever see it happening?
Like an actual fight?
Well, whatever. Wrestling.
Didn't Matthews get into a wrestling fight with Stamkos?
Yeah, he did. He did. But like, you've seen Ovechkin, I'm pretty sure, get it.
Oh, yes. Ovechkin's fought a few times.
Sid's done it.
Yeah, like, it's gotten in
like
there.
Top guys.
Different generations.
For sure, man. I still remember many, many playoffs ago when Tampa was like 2006, when Tampa was playing Calgary, and both their captains, Lecavalier and Aginla.
Oh,
insane fucking fight.
Well, Aginla fought all the time.
No, I know. Lecavalier did not, but he held his own against one of the toughest guys in the league at the time. So
again, different generation, but okay. Yeah.
I think Hayes threw it out there. I don't know. Like it's just an interesting question.
It's a very interesting question. I mean,
of them do you think has the most like mean streak in them?
I don't think any of them have a mean streak, and I don't think any of them would ever really get into a fight. But if I had to rank them, I would go. I would probably go Matthews, Willie, Mitch. That would be my rank. I think Matthews has it in him that he could maybe fight.
Well,
and Willie's a big guy. Mitch, no.
You've seen Matthews get pissed before. Remember the outdoor game where he was sick of getting mauled, similar to McDavid like last week against Vancouver? And he gets up and cross-checks Dalin like right in the fucking chops. Like,
that was awesome.
So like he's got that.
That was the outdoor game.
Yeah, that's the outdoor game. He got suspended for that too. But if he gets pissed off enough, I could maybe see it. We just don't see him get pissed off enough. But.
And maybe if it's someone like that, like he's not going to fight a fighter.
No,
but I could totally see him dropping the gloves just for 10, 15 seconds with someone like Dally.
So I think I agree with you there, but I think I would have him first. But Pasternak, I'm pretty sure I've seen him fight.
Pasternak's been in a couple fights.
Yeah. Okay. So with Nylander, though, the thing with Nylander is, he's got he doesn't want to mess up that pretty face, right? So, and those flowing locks, although it would look great with this bucket off, just throwing haymakers out there. But I don't know. Do you think Willie would be like, I can't take a shot to this moneymaker? Like the ladies, think about the ladies, folks.
Yeah. I think
Mitch, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
It's so hard. I can picture Auston doing it for, like I said, I can picture him just rolling around, wrestling, scrapping for 10 seconds with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't really picture Willie and Mitch doing that.
I don't know. Do you not think Willie's got a fuse, though? If like someone was like all over him, that he might just fucking snap one of these times and be like, just like how he snapped on Mitch on the bench last year.
Maybe
the fight will be between Willie and Mitch.
Okay. All right. I can see them all fighting if they're fighting someone smaller.
Yeah.
Okay. Like who's like Cole Caulfield? He's got to be like one of the smallest guys in the league. He's like 5'7", 5'8", right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If he is just skating up the ice, just chirping Willie, slashing him in the shins, just getting under his skin, I could maybe see Willie just turning around and fucking decking him. And just dropping the gloves and going, but I can't see it with someone his own size or someone who might fight back.
You know what all three of those guys are thinking, and especially Mitch and Willie, like they're the golden hands. These are the moneymakers, right? Like these are their fucking moneymakers.
Well, it's just different. Hockey is just different nowadays.
I know.
It's just different. They just don't fight. Auston has a little bit of the mean streak in him. I mean, we grew up in a different era. Like,
oh my God,
you know,
Scott Stevens, Ken Danico, Marty McSorley, Wendell, like, are you Bob Probert, Chris Chelios?
I know, but that's like when those guys were playing when we were kids,
I'm
talking about like the guys we grew up with who actually went on to play in the NHL. You like guys we went to high school with people that played professional hockey. They were tough motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like you grew up and that was just the way hockey was played. It was kind of dirty in the 90s.
We've never said this, but we went to high school not with Mark Savard, but same high school as Mark Savard.
Yeah, he's older than us.
He's older than us, but he, I won't name the school, but we went to the same high school. He was older than us by what, a couple years? Not that much.
No, not that much.
Not that much. A couple years. Maybe more than a couple. Maybe more than a couple.
I won't share them on the podcast.
Like, was he still
stories?
Was he still there when we were there, or had he already graduated?
I can't remember.
Okay.
So I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
No, I know. But you knew that he went to the same school, though, right? Obviously, you knew that. I'm surprised.
Yeah, he lives in this area. I see him all the time.
I'm surprised.
At the golf course and stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, I know where he golfs in the summer too, but I'm surprised we never shared that on this podcast. But anyway, so like all we got to really do is pick up the blower and be like, Mark, listen, you want some tips on that power play, bud? That's what we're looking for from you, listeners. Email us, video us in some, hey, boys, here's how you fix the power play.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The tipinpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, so.
But that is an interesting question. I like that question. Have to listen to that episode of Overdrive.
Yeah. I won't tell you what they all said, but it was a pretty interesting thing.
You'll have a funny conversation.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Berube said he was looking for a couple dirty ones. That's what he said after the game. He's like, well, I was looking for.
We've all been there, Craig.
Yeah, I was looking for a couple dirty ones last night myself. Couldn't find them. They weren't there. Craig. Nowhere to be had. But Berube said he was looking for a couple dirty ones, but they just didn't come. They just didn't come, which is surprising to me. Especially when you're playing the BJs. You're looking for a dirty one. You're looking for a messy one. Bit of a wet one. And you're playing the BJs and you can't find it. You can't find one.
Unreal.
Very disappointing. So,
but it does happen when you're looking for a couple dirty ones and they don't come.
Usually you can find a couple dirty ones. Usually you can. They did last night.
Sometimes you got to work pretty hard to find them. And if you just don't have it in you, if you're a little tired, they just don't come.
No matter how tired I am, never too
tired. You'll always find the dirty one?
I'll give it a shot. I'll go to the dirty areas and see what I can, you know, take a peek for sure. For sure, man.
But you never know.
No, you never know. You never know. Anyway, here's what I do know. Matthew Nyes, little banged up, left the game with what people thought could have been a head injury. I think they were saying today that it is not. Although Berube didn't speak today, which is kind of interesting. I think they had team practice. Chief didn't speak anyway.
Dirty one.
Yeah, that's right. He must have been just glued to the tape trying to find where they could have got some dirty ones. But anyway, so Nyes a little banged up, left the game, did not return. Where are you? Think of the injuries we've had this year. Unlike anything I've seen in the last since this team's been together. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is one of the most injury-riddled seasons, especially big-name players. Like Austin being out for a long time now. Tavares has kind of been out. Stolar's going out. Walden start the season.
This is number two for Nyes.
Number two for Nyes.
McMahon missed some time. McCabe's been out two fucking times.
Yeah.
Like, go up and down. Pacioretty.
And their left wing is just held together by a string right now. So if Matthew Nyes, he's not going to play the next game. I can't see them playing the next game.
Probably not.
Because you got a little break after that, right? Like you play Saturday and then you don't play until Wednesday.
They only play one game next week. Well, they play next weekend, but through the week, like Monday to Friday, I think they play Minnesota on Wednesday. That's it.
Yeah, so Nyes probably won't play. And with Pacioretty being out, I don't know who the hell's going to play left wing. You know what? I know this is going to sound stupid.
How much do you want to bet
he puts Holmberg on the top?
Oh, well, do you know who they did last night? When I took a look, I was flipping back. I'm going to get into Domi, not this podcast. We're going to come back on Sunday after they play the Suns or the Sens on Saturday. I've got a whole thing that I want to get into on Max Domi. It'll go another half an hour if I start talking about it now. So stay tuned for that on Saturday. But no, who they put there in the third period was Robertson.
Yeah, I saw that they put, but that's not going to stick.
Well, why? I don't know. I didn't see the lines at practice today. Did you?
No. Well, they had the Easter Seals thing today.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
So that's probably why Chief didn't talk. It wasn't that he was with the dirty or looking for dirty ones.
Well, he might have been. Knowing him.
He dropped everyone off at the rink to skate with the kids. He's like, I'll be back in a couple hours. Tiger Woods' dad.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. hopefully, and anyway, the injuries have been crazy. Hopefully Nyes won't be out that long, whatever.
No, he'll be good.
It doesn't seem that serious. Last thing I've got.
Oh, here, I did see that Lorenz said that Nyes looks fine, not too serious.
Yeah, I think he called him like a brickhead or something like that. I heard those comments. So, like, guy's got a head like a breeze, built like a brick house or some shit. Like,
he's probably okay. He just won't play Saturday. There's no reason for it.
Okay, last thing I got here is, look, this is becoming a reoccurring theme, but it's just such a massive fucking problem. Morgan Riley, man, this is all I have here. I would sit him down. I would sit him down at this point. That's where I'm at,
like,
with this
sit
guy.
Him for a game?
100%. No, this guy needs a mental and physical reset. It's crystal clear. Look at him out there. He's legit, like, approaching a minus 20 this season in the plus minus. He's played with McCabe. McCabe becomes a minus. He plays with Tanev. Tanev becomes, it doesn't matter who he plays with, he makes them worse. We were talking about the other night, like, oh, you know, trying to find someone to play with Morgan, trying to find someone to play with Morgan. Well, eventually it's not like it's your fault. It's you. And that's where I'm at with it now. It's him. He can't get the puck out of his fucking end anymore. Like, his skating has deteriorated. It's not what it once was. It's very visible watching the games. Like, he's not joining the rush like he once was. He's brutal at getting the puck out of his own end. And the puck always seems to find its way in the back of their net when he's on the fucking ice. I don't know. What do you do with this fucking guy, man? What do you fucking do? Last words to you on this, because I am so, like, it's so frustrating to see, to know the potential that this fucking dude has, to see it going like this. Like, what the fuck happened to this guy? And what is their chances of them, of him or the team or whatever, getting this resolved or whatever, figuring it out? I don't fucking know. What do you?
Well, we're halfway through the season, and it's been like this since training camp.
Really bad. Really bad.
It's really bad this year, and we've talked about it numerous times on the podcast. I don't really know what to say about it anymore. Maybe you're right. Maybe he just needs to take a step back, sit a game. Something needs to happen. But the fact that what I really didn't like is that Jake McCabe and Tanev were killing it. We're killing it. One of the best shutdown pairs in the league, if not the best shutdown pair in the league. And they split them up to give him McCabe, because McCabe's probably one of the most sound defensemen in the league. But then they throw McCabe on the right side, because you can't, don't do that to Morgan. Morgan's got to play the left. You play the right. And then McCabe has a shitty game. And the whole time I'm thinking, Riley's already having a bad season. Don't fuck with McCabe. Like, what if this sends, excuse me, McCabe's confidence down or whatever, and then he starts playing like shit? Like, I just don't understand it. Morgan Riley's just, I don't know.
I'm getting to a point, Chad, where I'm like, okay, I'd sit him down. I really would. I'm sure they've had many conversations behind closed doors, but I'd sit him down in the press box for a game, or at least a game, and just be like, watch the game. See if you see something from the press box. I don't know, whatever. And then
they're never going to do that.
But, like, I'm sick of trying to find a dance partner for, okay, I guess you need to trade for Luke Shen then, because that's the best hockey he played in the last however many years. You need to get him a partner like Luke Shen. If you can't do that, I'm sick of trying to find a fucking guy for this guy to play with. Tanev, McCabe, they become your top pair.
I would stop looking for someone for him to play with.
Yeah.
And just get him to play better. It shouldn't matter who's on the other side. Like, no. He can't even hit a stick with a pass.
No,
he's passing into the forward skates on breakouts. He's like, losing cycles in his own end.
Oh, dude,
he's terrible on the power play. He can't get a shot through.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. Like, I honestly, if he can't get this figured out, and the team, I feel like they're just like grasping at straws to try to, or throwing darts blindly at the board, like, well, let's try him with him, let's try him with this guy, he's played with fucking everybody.
You realize what you just did, eh?
What?
You went like this, grasping at straws.
Oh no. Oh, not that.
You
not
did the
that.
double fist at your own face.
Well, you know who else does that? He just took over, man. So anyway, look, I hope this gets figured out. I like Riley as a dude, but man, he's driving me fucking nuts, and he is hurting this team. It's like, look at his plus minus. Like, when's he ever been? He's approaching negative, like minus 20. It's insane. So
plus minus can be a shitty stat, but when you hit minus 20,
Oh, dude, it's over.
That's
it's over.
Legit. That's legit.
Oh, fuck, forget about it.
So on a first place team, too.
Yeah, like that. It's crazy. For me, if they can't find the right dance partner for this guy and he can, and he just doesn't improve his play, like this is just what it is, for at least for the remainder of this season, I'm going back to McCabe and fucking Tanev. Benoit and Ekman Larson, I would use as my second player pair. And Riley, you become a fucking 10-minute a guy night. That's it. That's it. Bottom pair with Myers or Hackenpaw, if he can ever figure out his bum legs.
See, I love the world that you live in where stuff like that would ever happen.
I don't care about the money. I don't give a shit about
I know you don't care about the money. There's so many politics involved between the contracts and like how he's been here so long and what he means to the team and all that, that they would never push him to be like an 8 to 10 minute guy on the bottom pairing of the defense.
Well, he's not doing anything to help the team win.
Oh, so I totally understand. That's what I'm saying. I love that idea, but in reality, it's probably not going to happen. Like they say, you're grasping at straws, buddy.
All right, let's bow tie this.
Anyway, for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget that send us your rant videos on anything, whatever grinds your gears, to the tipinpodcast@gmail.com. We've got a couple. I want more so that we can put the segment together. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. If you're on YouTube right now watching this and you're not subscribed, just hit that subscribe button. Doesn't cost you any money. Only takes 2 seconds. Also hit the like button and leave a comment. And again, email us thetipinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
Hey, look, going to Ottawa. Big matchup on Saturday night against the Sens. Winding down, 6 games left before the Four Nations kick in. But Chad and I think we'll be snooping around during that little break when after Canada games. I think we'll still be covering, you know, Mitch is playing, but there's a bunch of these. Austin is playing, Willie's playing, and Mitch are all playing. So that could be a good foreshadowing.
And Hawk and Paw.
Well, mate, we don't know about that, but we'll see about that. But anyway, so we'll still be covering the tournament, but winding down, getting real close to Four Nations, but Leafs send Saturday night. I love it. Can't wait to see what happens. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Send us your video clips or your audio clips. Let's go into Ottawa and get a win and get this thing going back in the right direction after a very disappointing loss against the BJs. Catch you guys later.
You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.